Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Tuesday. Okay, so as I have gotten into the groove of doing, I am going to give you guys a brief update on what's going on with me. So as we all know, we all recently have celebrated Mother's Day. And for those of you that may not have a mom or any sort of mother figure or guardian, I definitely, do empathize for you guys. And I genuinely do hope that you do have someone that you can kind of look up to, or in any event, just cherish the memories that you may have had from your mother or guardian or whatever the case is. For me personally, I celebrated Mother's Day. It was on Sunday. I went to church and then I ended up celebrating with my grandmother. And then on Monday, I ended up celebrating Mother's Day for my mom personally. And she's definitely more of like a homebody. So she just wanted me to like cook some stuff. And so I made her like, we did like a tacos thing, and then we just like watch some like shows and stuff. My mom loves comedy and things like that. So that's what we did together, and it was really, really nice. And we kind of, my dad and I, we took her out just to get a couple things that she wanted to get. I have to say, honestly, out of all of us, the four of us, my brother, my dad, and my mom and myself, I think my mom is the hardest to shop for. So that's why we opted for having her come along with us so that we can get her some stuff that she likes, because otherwise the rest of us are pretty easy to get things for. So yeah, that is pretty much it. Oh, also, I started uploading makeup reels to Instagram. I finally figured out a niche for my Instagram. I want Instagram to house all of my beauty lifestyle content. And that way I feel like I'm adding value and I also am having fun at the same time. I think before there was just this big, like, I don't even know. It was just really difficult for me on Instagram because I couldn't figure out what I wanted to post. Photos are just so, I don't know, just their photos. And I like when people hear me talk. I like when people see me in action. I like things that express my personality. There are so many sides to me that a picture just literally cannot do me justice. Now, this doesn't mean that I will never take pictures again. I mean, give me a break. However, I prefer videos in any way, shape, or form. Hence why YouTube was my number one platform. And speaking of YouTube, I know you're like, Aisha, where have you been? What are you doing? And I actually am going to film, I feel like, an impromptu video where I kind of talk about my inconsistency and the truth behind that. And yeah, that's definitely going to be difficult. But I feel like as where I am in my life right now, I just am way, way, way more comfortable with being transparent and or even more transparent, I should say. And I do feel like I want to have this conversation because for all the people that are new to my platform, like they don't know, I guess, how I started. And I don't care who you are as a creator, you are not the same as you were content-wise on your channel. Like, you're literally not. You're going to sample with certain things. Like, I think my first video ever on my channel was a story time. And I mean, I have maybe like a few, maybe honestly only two story times on my channel. However, it doesn't mean that I'm never going to post another story time video again. Or, you know what I mean? Like, you just try different things. And I think for me, I feel comfortable right now. And I say right now because I don't want to speak in definitive terms. But for right now, I feel very comfortable feeling like I have a niche for my Instagram. I feel like I have a niche for my channel, and then I have my podcast, you know? So I feel like all of these are all well-rounded and they are all representing all the sides of myself. So I feel like I'm now, I feel very fulfilled because I feel like I'm showing all of me. So on Instagram, you have like my beauty and like extra girly side mixed in with like my animated personality. And then you have my podcasts, which you guys are listening to me here, and it's very candid and just whatever it is that I want to talk about, and I love it. And then my channel, which is a little bit more formal, I guess I would say, still showing my animated personality, but definitely more research-based. Like, very rarely do I hop on the – actually, never. I've never hopped on the camera and just started talking. Maybe with this next video that I do, I – won't have any like script or anything like that. It'll be just maybe bullet points just so that I stay on task to that when my editor is editing, it's not like a garbage fire. So let's get into actually the purpose of today's topic. Also, do I sound a little clearer to you guys? We fixed the mic issue because I did listen to the audio back and it did sound exactly the same. So hopefully this time today, it sounds way more crisp like I intended to. Okay, we fix a couple of things. So I asked you guys on my Instagram for topics that you guys wanted me to talk about on here. And to my luck, there were so many that I figured I would just talk about whatever I see on here that I thought was pretty significant. So we're going to hit the first one with a banger. So the first one says, both parties getting tested for STIs, STDs before committing to a relationship. Now, I think this is so important because, like, not enough people, I feel like it's like, I don't know if there's a stigma, or I know people are scared, like, oh my God, like, I don't want to go. And it's way more common for women to go to the gynecologist, but it seems like for men to get tested and things like that, it literally doesn't seem like a thought. Like, it's not even on their mind. And I think it's so important, especially if you are someone that's going to be sexually active, you need to take charge of your health. And I know the younger you are, it's like, oh, whatever, like, I'm not going to get anything. And like, you think like this because when you are younger, you don't understand the gravity of every decision that you make. Like, that's for everyone that's young. Unfortunately, we live in a world now where I don't care how old you are, how young you are, you can catch things, okay? And it's very, very likely that you can catch something. And I think it's easy to fall into the trap of thinking like, oh my God, like, I'm scared, like, I don't want to go. But I promise you that literally, if you do not take this step, you're going to regret it. If you don't check on your health, if you don't prioritize your health, if you don't take your health serious, then like, anything can happen to you and you're more likely to be reckless. And this is why, I mean, forgive me for being a little biased, okay? But this is why I personally never really understood, I guess, the casual sex aspect of things, just because I feel like, one, for me, intimacy is not something that's casual. For a multitude of reasons. And I'm also a very spiritual person. So that's why I have those views. And also, I just feel like, you know, a lot of people, let's be honest, they don't like to use protection. And if you like someone, and let's just be real, you like someone, you're not going to be like, oh my God, like, wrap it up. Like, maybe you might start out like that, but then you are going to eventually take it off. And if there is no commitment, this guy's doing the same thing with you that he's doing with someone else, and maybe you're doing it too, and you don't know what everyone else is doing, then how can you really take control of your, like, how does that not bother you? I think it's so important that we really remove the stigma, if there even is any, on sexual health, you know, and to not, it's not about, oh, that's fine, like, you can get rid of it. No, I don't want anything that I have to get rid of. How about that? Okay. Like, does that sound good to you? I don't want anything that I have to get rid of in the first place. So personally for me, I am very, very, I'm a hypochondriac. I do not play with my body. I do not play with my health in any way, shape, or form or capacity. I do not possess the bandwidth to deal with anything. And, you know, the hardest person to forgive is yourself. I consider myself to be a pretty smart person and I make wise decisions for the most part. My health is something that is literally, there's no compromise for me. And I would never jeopardize that. And I think it's important for all, especially my younger angels, my baby angels, you guys need to make sure that if you are active, you need to be, make sure that you're being protected. And oh God, I can't even believe I'm talking about this, but I'm going to be honest. I've never understood the purpose of using protection if there's any oral anything involved. Hello. That's unprotected. Is anyone like, can I get a show of hands here? Is anyone agreeing with me? Like, I don't understand how it's like, oh yeah, we use protection. And I'm like, oh, okay, but did you have any fellatio situation, like, any oral situation kind of going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Did any of that happen? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, did you use protection with that? There's what, dental dams. You're supposed to use condoms as well with that. Oh no, we didn't. So I'm like, okay, so if there is anything, it's now in your mouth. But you think that's protection. Am I the only one that thinks about things like this? Like, I don't understand how that really works. Anyways, I took a long time to answer this question, but that's because it's a very loaded topic. Okay. And I think that for women, do not put yourself in positions. I don't even understand this either. How girls are in, you know, talking to guys, probably in relationships and not. Your health comes first. If this guy's constantly having you in the gynecologist's office for this and that and this and this, and it doesn't even have to be STD, STI, whatever the case is, you need to leave him. That could either boil down to just straight incompatibility, or it could mean that there's infidelity, or it could just mean that he's not really the cleanest person. And for a woman, all of our parts are inside, and it's like all open, raw flesh. Think about that when it comes to your next partner. It's all open flesh and it's all fun and games until you catch something and you're scared and maybe you can get rid of it. But why even have to bother going through that? And then, God forbid, you catch something that you can't get rid of. Now what? Now what? Was it worth it? Highly doubt it. So I encourage all of you to make sure if this guy wants to sleep with you, oh, so bad. I don't care how much he's saying, I don't have anything. I'm clean. I don't care. If you are, that's great. And that's fabulous. Thank you for letting me know that. Show me the proof and don't just go what is it called for men? Is it a clinic? Don't just go. I want to see the screenshots, baby. Show me the screenshot. If you have nothing to hide, show me the screenshots. And I'm not playing with you. Okay. I don't want to just take your word for, oh, I got a call from the lab and good. Yeah. Great. Now let me see your results in the screenshots. Thank you. Have a nice day. Okay. And that's what I have to say about that because too many different situations happen. And I've definitely heard of stories like this. Like, we know one of my friends, had an issue, like, I think this happened in high school. We lost touch, but she basically had, like, you know, got something, you know what I mean? And she knew that she was only with that person, but we don't know what that guy was doing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you never know, angels. It's so important, especially men. They never get checked for anything. Like, how about we normalize that? How about we normalize men actually going in for annuals since they never want to get checked up for things? Okay. It's very important that you ask someone if they want to sleep with you that badly. It shouldn't be an issue if they swear they have nothing. It shouldn't be an issue to just get tested and wait, 72 hours for the results? If you can't wait 72 hours, we have a problem. And I can assure you, it is not in Houston. Okay. Red flag. Red flag. Do not make permanent decisions based on temporary feelings. That's a part of maturity. That's a part of growth, angels. So next, can you talk about the way of implementing femininity with different personality types? I love this question because I feel like for me, It just reminds me of that comment that someone wrote to me saying, am I still into femininity? Because they realized that I am a lot more animated with my personality and things like that. And to be genuinely transparent, I think when I first started out, I was in a different place mentally, everything. You know, I'm still me. I think when it comes to the internet and having a public platform, people are just so black and white. You're in a world where people are projecting, they are, you know, people are coming from all walks of life. So sometimes there's very little room to grow and people just automatically assume like, oh, she's different. Oh my God, she's changed. Like, and some people have a hard time with that for whatever reason. They just can't really seem to, you know, evolve with you or whatever the case is. I don't feel like that's the case for me. However, it's just, I have the understanding that when you're on a public platform, people, they see you as one thing and sometimes they have difficulty accepting you, you know, evolving into something else or whatever the case is. And for me, it's just a matter of comfortability. When I first started this, I feel like I was a little more starch, you know, and I felt like, okay, like I can't wear sweats outside. Like I can't. And then I thought to myself, but I can make sweats look really cute and like I can make sweats look really girly. And if you know what I mean? Like, I think as long as you, like you can still look put together in those types of outfits as well. Like, you know what I mean? And because I also do have a very, what I like to think is a very youthful appearance, I don't personally see an issue with it. You know, I'm in my 20s. I don't really see the point in like literally having to wear, you know, cigarette, you know, cut pants, you know, as slacks every single day. And I'm like nervous that I have to wear sneakers and like, you know, I don't want that pressure on myself. As long as I feel like I'm put together and I smell good and I look good and I'm happy, then like, I'm going to wear whatever it is that I want to wear because whatever I'm wearing, I know I look cute. Period. Anyways, as I'm to answer your question, yeah, I think everyone has different personality types as it pertains to being feminine. And I feel like it's such a broad term, but a lot of people like to box it in. And there's like a community out there where they're like, oh, if you say this bad word, if you twerked, if you listen to this song, you're not that feminine. And oh, I just can't hang. And it's like sometimes people, when they are just discovering something new, they dive into it and they forget where they came from. And they forget that everyone is in a different place. And I feel like for me personally, that's not my struggle because I've even said it on my channel and like when I first started my channel that I love, you know, like listening to Meg Thee Stallion and things like that. Do I listen to them all the time? No, that's not because I have an opinion about it. It's just because mainly I listen to like all versions of different music. I love country music. I love pop music. Like, you know, like I like so many different things. So I don't like, I'm not staying in one genre or any of anything or boxing myself into anything. And I think what I want to show you guys, especially like on my platforms, is that you can still be feminine and tailor it to yourself, tailor it to your needs. There is no like cookie cutter sort of thing. And I think that this rigid mindset is what kind of creates a biased and, you know, almost bigotry in a sense of this hierarchy of like, oh, you're doing that while I'm doing this. And it's kind of just like, why? Why do people feel the need to box things? And I think it stems from wanting social inclusion. You know, there are a plethora of reasons, but it's like feeling exclusive to this thing, this society, this club, this clique, this, you know, platform. That's where it stems from, and a lot of insecurity as well. And for me, I'm just such an open person. Like, if you're into astrology and things like that, I believe my sign, where I like how I make friends and communicate in my community and everything, is in Aquarius. And Aquariuses are very open-minded people and things like that. So I make friends with people from all walks of life. Now, your personality does not need to be just like mine in any way, shape, or form. You know, for us to be friends, it doesn't mean we have to be best friends, but for us to be friends, you don't have to be just like me. Of course, we do need to share to some degree the same moral code and maybe value system, you know, especially in a close friend. However, you know, I can literally make friends with anybody because that I just don't view people in a way where I think that we should all be monolithic. I think that's what makes life amazing. And on this like femininity journey, and that's why I kind of stepped away for a while from that content, because I feel like I wanted to really hone in on how I wanted to represent this stuff on my platform and not make it seem like a hate men channel or a channel where it's like, yeah, you can't wear sweats outside your house because that's not classy. And you can't, like, you have to make sure that, like, your makeup is done full face all the time. Like, come on, we're in a pandemic. Like, I think, you know, making sure your skin is good, if your brows look good and your hair is done, my mom always used to tell me, if your hair looks good, you look good. Makeup, no makeup. Hair is so important, okay? Brows are important. You know, maybe a little mascara or like lashes, whatever. Important, importante, okay? So that's my personal opinion. You need to tailor being feminine to you, okay? There is no cookie cutter, one size fits all. Of course, there are ground rules maybe for etiquette and things like that. But I think that sometimes when you get so caught up in that stuff, you easily become a very judgmental person. And if you're on this channel and you follow any of my platforms, yeah, I think it's so important to not be judgmental. And I know it's not always that easy, but just like try not to get wrapped up in like what you think is feminine and like what isn't and all these things. Like certain things I feel like are set rules, but then there are like, you know, for instance, like what did Gretchen Wiener say? Like, oh my God, you can't talk to Aaron Samuels. I mean, that's just like the rules of feminism or something. Is that what she said? Where it's just like, you know, girl code. You can't like, you know, you shouldn't, you know, take your friend's man or something like that. Like that is definitely girl code for sure in being feminine. Or like I still believe to this day, like the egg doesn't chase the sperm. So I'm not going to be chasing any man. And I think that's a ground rule for femininity. But some women have different approaches where them being upfront maybe works for them. And maybe they like that type of dynamic, you know, in a guy. But I know for me, I don't like that approach. And for me, what femininity means to me is that I am the receiver. You know, that's just what I personally believe. So I think, you know, there is, it's tricky. There is no real definitive answer other than it being my opinion. So your personality can be animated and fun and like mine is, and you can still be a feminine woman. You understand what I'm saying? I think where maybe it's not perceived as feminine is maybe something that's very aggressive. And I don't know. I guess just aggressive. Because I don't think when anyone thinks of femininity, they think of like, you know, aggressiveness. It's the antithesis of aggressiveness. So I think just always keeping a soft presence and heart is a part of being feminine. And I think anyone, no matter what their personality, introverted, extroverted, can incorporate that into being a feminine woman. I hope that answers your question. Okay, dating older guys. All right. I have definitely had experience in dating older guys. And as I have evolved, I definitely feel like you have to be careful. It depends on the age gap. It depends on what life arenas you guys are in. And more than likely, it's two different life arenas. Anytime you are dating someone that is significantly older than you, okay? And when I say significantly, I'm talking about over 10 years older than you, okay? You have to think about, okay, where is this person in his life? And where am I in my life? And eventually, you have to understand that there will be you know, dynamics where the person that's usually older is going to feel like they know more, and maybe they do. And maybe there's a lot more self-exploration that you need to do for yourself being the younger part or partner. And that a lot of the times will cause a lot of conflict. It just will. Does it work? Can it work? Yes. However, do I think we need to scale it back sometimes? Absolutely. Especially these, a lot of these older guys in their, what, 40s, 50s, things like that, dating people that are in their 20s. Yeah, I know. It's way more common than we think. Believe me. However, and I think it's fun in the beginning. It's like, oh, I got this established guy and he has this and he has that. And I get it. It's fun. I get it. But then after a while, you know, something happens and it's like, it feels like a parent-child dynamic, feels like you're being reprimanded, or they're leveraging what they have and their lifestyle over you. And you all of a sudden feel like your world's going to collapse, because how can you maintain the lifestyle or the experiences that this individual has shown you? And when you're so far away from that, if this individual isn't helping you get your own, and it's very rare that they do, not impossible, like I said, but it's very rare that they do, then we have a problem. It's not in Houston, because it's very rare. Usually for men, especially older men in their 40s and 50s, for them to even be single is also a red flag. I'm sorry, I hate to say it, but it is a red flag. Unless you were some sort of actual celebrity and they have their own issues, you know what I mean? It's Hollywood, whatever. But if you're a regular citizen of society, regardless of your financial stability, and you are in that age bracket, late 30s, 40s, and you're single, and you find yourself on Tinder talking about, and you're 50 years old talking about, never been married, no kids, don't want drama. What? What? If you don't, nothing screams commitment phobe more than a 40 and plus year old man talking about on the internet how they don't want drama and they've never been married and don't have kids. Congratulations to you. Would you like a gold star? Because to me, that's not an accomplishment. You like, that screams like a red flag here, instability. Like, what exactly is going on here? Okay. Especially if you're an established man, especially financially, why do you not have a woman? That's like so easy to pretty much find. I personally feel like, especially if you're not a celebrity, okay, and you can literally find someone that will literally settle down with you. Women usually want to settle down and, you know, and create a life with you. I don't understand. And someone that's closer to your age bracket and life arena, not someone that's, you know, going to be 20, 22 years old and everything you do is going to impress them, because it's like, yeah, like you're still living at home probably, or you're in college. He takes you to a restaurant every single week. That's impressive. Guys your age can't do that. Okay. And then next thing you know, you end up falling for this guy. Okay. And he's telling you he can't commit to you because, you know, the age all of a sudden becomes a thing, or, you know, or he finds random flaws with you that he doesn't want to commit, or he all of a sudden says, you're not even my girlfriend. Like, we shouldn't be talking about this, or let's just have fun and keep things the way they are. Like, be very careful when it comes to dating older guys, because there is a trauma that they can create that will definitely impact your life. And you want to be very mindful of things like that. And I have to say, like, when you are younger and you are looking for these type of guys that are so significantly older than you, it's definitely for a reason, baby. It's for a reason. You're either looking for that father figure, you're looking for that stability, and you can find that with someone that's closer to your age. I mean, if you're in your 20s, probably not. So you do have to bring it up to like in the 30s, but you should not be, you shouldn't think that you should be settling down with someone. You're in your 20s and you're settling down with someone that is in their like late 40s and 50s, or maybe even 40s period. You should not think that that's literally the end goal for you. And you're like, what, 21, 22? Like, no, no. Because you have way less experience, way less baggage. These guys have so much experience and establishment in more ways than one. And it's just not, it's not going to align for you. Believe me when I tell you, it's not a good idea at all. That's my opinion on that. How to emotionally handle when others have a crush on your boyfriend slash fiance? Well, if you're always going to be insecure about people liking your man, then that to me is a little bit of a you problem. As long as you guys have the understanding that you trust him, you know that he's not going to seize the day with these opportunities, and your friends, that's weird. I mean, to be honest, I've never in my life been friends with someone that has liked my man, at least to my knowledge, okay? And that's a very odd thing. I don't consider people my friend if they have a crush on my fiance or my boyfriend. Like, you're not my friend. Like, what is happening here? You're not. No. I don't even consider people like that friends. Like, that's, again, it's like the rules of feminism. Like, you shouldn't, if you know that your fiance, your boyfriend is attractive, you have to understand what comes with that. You don't get to, you know, want the hot guy and then you play the insecure girlfriend slash fiance. No, that's not how it goes. Dating people that everyone wants is only for the strong. Okay. And I think that's, I'm talking from experience because I like guys that are very attractive. Okay. And I feel no ways about girls looking at him, or I feel nothing. Cause to me, it's like, yeah, that's mine. Thank you. Like, I don't feel like, oh my God, everyone's looking at him. Oh my God. Are they going to think that like I deserve him? Are they going to like look at us and like size us up and think that like we're good for each other? Do you think we look at, I don't care. I don't care. It's not even like a thought in my head. And I don't mean to be insensitive in any way, but what I'm saying is that for you to say like how to emotionally handle it, I mean, you just have to build up your confidence, because if this is always at the forefront of your mind, especially if this guy's your fiance, he clearly chose you. So the fact that you would still have these insecurities to me is a you thing. And I say that genuinely in peace and love. Shout out to H3. I genuinely say that in peace and love because I feel like, at what point or what more does he have to prove to you to show you that he wants to be with you? And I would definitely be wary of friends because they're just sitting ducks. The fact that you even know that they are fond or have a crush on your fiance is a red flag to me, because how can you trust people? How can you, you know, kind of vent to your girlfriends about something or without them just like taking in what you're saying and waiting on a moment to, you know, seize the day with your man? To me, those are not friends. So I would distance myself from them because I feel like, how can you be my friend and you have a crush on my man? It's one thing to think my man is handsome. It's another thing to have a crush on my man when he comes around, you're flirting. It's very obvious in your interaction that you're trying to, you know, like be flirtatious, or you're like making sure that every time you come around, you're wearing something interesting to try and get his attention, or you know how it is, girls. Come on. I don't need to explain this any further. To me personally, you need to work on your confidence and also eliminate those friends. That's my personal advice. Men who choose their career instead of you. Well, there's nothing that you could do about that, right? When people make up their minds, let them. When people make up their minds, let them. What do you look like fighting for someone that clearly chose their job over you? It means that you're not a priority. And what are you going to do? Force him? See me, pay attention to me. Especially if you're not married. I don't think enough of us understand the freedom that comes with being single. Please do not waste your single years, because you will be with someone way longer in life than you will without. Okay? Please understand and don't take it for granted the freedom. Don't take for granted the understanding or the gravity. Do not misunderstand the gravity and luxury of being single. Yes, luxury of being single, not having to check in with someone to let them know where you are. Like, not that, not out of a, like, oh, I have to let this guy know where I am sort of way. Like, you know, you're being policed, but just, it's common courtesy. You know, you can't go out till 3 o'clock in the morning and not say anything to your boyfriend. And he's like wondering where you are. You know, however, you can absolutely do that when you're single. You don't owe anyone an explanation for anything. You understand what I'm saying? So I think it's super important to understand and just realize that if somebody is going to make that choice, let them make that choice, because there's not a thing you can do. Okay. You can try and get crafty all you want. Oh, I'm going to make him miss me. I'm going to start posting this. I'm going to start posting that. He already let the opportunity go. Okay. When you don't take care of something, you lose it. That's his lesson to learn. When you think, if you think that there's something better around the corner, oh, you think the grass is greener on the other side, go. Yeah, go check it out. Let me know how it looks over there. No, honey, the grass is greener where you water it. So if he, right now, and let's say he's building his career, that's the worst time to be with a guy, personally, in my opinion, when he's like building his career. They create a lot of chaos, okay? People create a lot of chaos in, you know, in lieu of self-discovery. People create a lot of chaos in lieu of self-discovery. Period. That will never change. So you have to understand, a guy that's building, and especially depending on how ambitious this individual is, please understand that they will prioritize their career. And you know what you need to do? You need to prioritize your career. See what matters to you in life. What's important to you? Because even if you don't take my advice and you're like, oh, screw what she said, honestly, like, I can definitely get this guy back. Like, it was fine before. Okay, that's fine. Like, I'm not offended at all. What I want you to understand is that you already have a dynamic where you have to prove to someone why you're worthy of being with. And that is where everything is going to go downhill. If somebody already doesn't see your value, forcing them to is not going to make it any better. I promise you. Okay. How to be comfortable as a woman with your sensuality and sexuality. Okay. I think for me, like, I definitely consider myself to be a naturally flirtatious person. I don't know. A lot of people tell me that they like my voice and just, I think how I am naturally is I come across as very sensual sometimes, or flirty and just like playful and stuff. That's literally a part of who I am. Like, it's not something that I try to do. I think it's easily detectable when someone tries to be a certain way. I think to be comfortable in your sensuality and sexuality, like, think about what appeals to the senses. We as women are emotional, right? So what do? We feel a lot. So our feelings matter. What makes you feel sexy? What makes you feel cute? What makes you feel flirty? What perfume, what lotion, what self-care routine, what, music makes you feel good? Think about these things. What puts you like in that mood, you know, just doing your makeup. And I guarantee you it's the same for a lot of us. It's, you know, looking our best and feeling our best. Whether that's you being in shape, putting on a cute outfit, doing our makeup, having our hair done, having our nails done, having our feet done, soft skin, like lotion, moisturized skin, clear skin, all these things, they make us feel very good. I think to be comfortable with it, as awkward as it is to say, I think you should practice in the mirror. Practice in the mirror and kind of just like pose, like, and do that. And I remember I used to feel like, oh, like I'm so bad at taking pictures. Like I feel so awkward. Like, how do I pose? Oh, I don't know what to do. And I remember one of my friends at the time, she was like, you need to look at yourself in the mirror. Like, you need to start. And I was like, what? Wait, what? Like, I, no, No, that's so weird. Like, stop. No. But then I kind of naturally got into the habit of it because I have three different platforms, or technically four, adding TikTok, but I don't really post that much to it anymore. Yeah. So there is a little bit of narcissism there on my end. Okay. Like, look at what I do for a living. Come on here. I'm not in denial of that. You have to adopt a healthy bit of, you know, healthy dose, a little bit of Kanye, a little bit of narcissism, okay? Because there's a scale of narcissism. And, you know, being on a low, low end spectrum is a little good for your confidence and your a healthy ego boost, I shall say, right? So to be comfortable in it, you have to be comfortable to yourself in the privacy of your own home, in the privacy of your own mirror. If you can't do sexy kissy faces, mwah, I look good, to yourself in the mirror, there's definitely no way that you're going to feel more comfortable with another individual in the room. What appeals to your senses and makes you feel good? So ask yourself that. Health and nutrition, could you share the books you've been reading regarding health? I have one suggestion already that's at the top of my head, and that is The Medical Medium. I pretty much read anything that The Medical Medium recommends. I have all of his books. I believe he now has 7, the last one being the original one, which is called Medical Medium, but it's the revised version where he has more things. He's basically like a health medium where he can see illnesses and things like that in people's bodies. It's a very rare ability to have. And he creates books. He has books that have a plethora of information that is so simple to follow. And it's not like buy this powder and like you'll feel better. It's very easy. And I even argue easier to follow than Dr. Sebi, because, you know, Dr. Sebi is like alkaline this, alkaline that, and like bananas aren't real and you have to get this banana. Like with The Medical Medium, it's just like eat fruit, okay? Eat a banana. And then he talks about the emotional and the spiritual and the health benefits of eating certain fruits. Like he has a book called Life-Changing Foods. He has so many free resources on his actual website. I believe it's medicalmedium.com or themedicalmedium.com. And I love things like that. And I love anything that he talks about. And that's about the physical aspect of health, but also the emotional and spiritual, you know, benefits of eating certain foods or eliminating certain foods as well, which I really, really like. And it's very, very simple. And there's so much information. He even has an Instagram, which is Medical Medium. And he just talks about like all the little ailments and things that we think like, oh my God, like, am I making this up? Am I really feeling this? He puts like, there's validity to it, which is like, okay, I'm not crazy. Like, I know that this isn't normal to feel this way or that way. And there is a reason for everything. And that's what I love about him, is that there's a reason for everything. Even things that doctors may not have uncovered yet, there is a reason for it. So that's like more of like the health side physically. And I think my number one book that I say right now for like mental health would be Do the Work. What is her name? I know it's the holistic psychologist. I believe it's, yeah. How to Do the Work by Nicole LaPera. Yeah. How to Do the Work by Nicole LaPera is one of my favorite books for like mental health right now. I love her posts on Instagram and I just love everything that she's about. And I really did enjoy reading her book about learning to heal yourself and self-healing and self-empowerment and just basically showing how it's possible and it's a reality that we can heal ourselves no matter what our upbringing and environment was like. We are still very capable of changing that because it's all in our hands and we are our own rescues. And I think there's just so much freedom in understanding that, like, we need to start taking control over what we can control by first identifying what we can control. And I think that's so important. So that is the end of this podcast episode, angels. I really hope that you guys have enjoyed it. Please make sure that you are following me on Instagram because I am going to be posting this beauty lifestyle content now. I'm so happy and I feel so good posting this stuff. It's so fun. Yeah, make sure that you guys are following me on Instagram at the Aisha Christina. I have some really exciting stuff coming soon, like my merch launch, which I want to launch it for when we hit 200K. I think that's the perfect time to launch it. It's something to celebrate. Okay. Hello. Hi. And yes. And yes, guys, I have not left YouTube. I know it seems like I have because of my inconsistency, which I will also be posting about, ironically enough. And I will see you guys in my next podcast episode. Mwah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.